So the title of this poem is Too Much Fun, and it just occurs to me, it also could be called TMI, or Too Much Information, but here goes. Too Much Fun.
Too Much Fun.
Passed out early this morning with a stranger's new friends come on my face after drinking too much whiskey, talking too much, staying out until the wee hours of the morning. Slept until 4 p.m., better than I had since, well, ever. Still the memory of his huge warm cock in my face, feeding me while I was so drunk I could barely talk, barely stand up. And before that in the bar, his arm circled around my waist. Who started making out? Was it me doing something I had no business doing since I'm still healing from surgery? But it had been so long, and I must have been so hungry, and he's young and beautiful with long dark hair and fashionable facial hair and tattoos. On the black comforter to my right, the huge purple dildo. On the floor to my left, my favorite magic wand and the little quiet vibrator splattered with blood. He left saying, I think, I'm not like this. Left behind his pouch of tobacco, his backpack, and inside, shoes, Trojan Magnum XL condoms, some transit cards, Purell, lip balm, and William Faulkner's The Sound and the Fury in paperback. I read as I lay dying for class in high school. I didn't become a Faulkner fan. Maybe I didn't read it at the right time, but I remember speeding through it while waiting in the back stairway for a secret rendezvous with my first sexual boyfriend. We'd make out in hidden places throughout that school. I still remember being finger-fucked in the music room after he played basketball and he smelled intoxicatingly of sweat and fabric softener. He'd play songs on the piano and sing to me. I'd fumble with his cock, not knowing what I was doing, but wanting to please, but even more, not to hurt him. I'd been worrying about how to get his backpack back to him. I tried to find him on Facebook, MySpace, no luck. Part of the problem is that I'm not sure I remember his name. I think it was Chris, but it could be Nick or Tim, something with an I sound. It's easy enough. I'll just take it back to the bar where we met. He works the door. I think I should say, thanks for the fun. And I'm sorry I'm so drunk. But if I hadn't been that drunk, I wouldn't have had that much fun. So I don't know that I'm that sorry. I'm ambivalent. When I woke up, I checked my wallet and my jewelry. The cash was gone, but the credit cards and my engagement ring were still there. He may have taken the cash for cab fare, or I forgot how I spent it. Seeing the blood worried me. I'm not sure why that happened. I thought that getting that drunk and bringing him home wasn't smart. I'm lucky he wasn't a violent psycho. It wasn't smart, but it was super fun. Is it smart never to have fun? Do I play it way too safe? I'm usually too cautious to bring new people home. Not that it hasn't happened before, and it's always really, really fun, and I'm always really, really drunk. Maybe I can tell him that I have multiple personality disorder, and that this fun-loving, insatiable, desire-driven person took over, and that's not really me. I'm cautious, quiet, reserved, intellectual, lady-like, responsible, and I don't usually drink that much. But it would be more true to say that when I drink, the real me tells that cautious, reserved, careful, controlling bitch to shut up and let me have some fun, because fun is what's happening right at that moment. Tonight I'm reading Allen Ginsberg's collected poems. I just read Who Be Kind To. I love it. I want to share it with everyone I know. I'll see if I can find a link and post it on Facebook. Oh, the intimacy of the internet. Type quickly the words to describe your mood, your day, what you're reading, watching, listening to, in an instant post for all to see. Are we all craving communication, intimacy without the risk to be seen, but not too much? Only what we want to show? I love to flirt, but do I really want anyone to see my messy apartment, my surgery scars, figure flaws, unpaid bills on the dining room table, garbage I forgot to take out, scribbled notes for ideas for poems I want to remember, the clutter, the books on my shelves, the paintings on my walls, the condiments in my refrigerator, my nightstand drawers filled with sex toys and bedtime reading. No, I don't really want anyone to see all that. But if they did, I'd want to be assured that they wouldn't criticize, wouldn't judge me for my lifestyle choices or ineptitudes. But who can promise that? Who can abandon all caution and discernment at the door? Drunk people, that's who. People who forget about all that crap and focus on lips and tongues and hair and warm and wet and hard. So when I see him, should I say, I'm not like that, I'm really not, to save face, literally and figuratively. But the truth is, I am like that, and I wish we could all be like that all the time, holding our heads up proudly during the walk of shame that isn't shameful at all. What's wrong with falling in love for a night and then going about your own life? Why should you be someone's exclusive social possession or accessory to make it okay? I'm going to dance to Liz Phair's HWC. That'll cheer me up. The Illinois Enema Bandit. I heard he's on the loose. I heard he's on the loose. Lord, the pitiful screams of all them college-educated women. Boy, he'd just be tying them up. They'd be all bound down. Just be pumping every one of them up with all the bag full of the Illinois Enema Bandit juice. He'd just be pumping every one of them up with all the bag full of the Illinois Enema Bandit juice. He'd just be pumping every one of them up with all the bag full of the Illinois Enema Bandit juice. He'd just be pumping every one of them up with all the bag full of the Illinois Enema Bandit juice. The Illinois Enema Bandit, I heard it on the news. I heard it on the news. Bloomington, Illinois, he has caused some alarm just sneaking around there from farm to farm. Got a rubberized bag and a hose on his arm, looking for some rustic co-ed rump that he just might want to pump. Looking for some rustic co-ed rump that he just might want to pump. Looking for some rustic co-ed rump that he just might want to pump. The Illinois Enema Bandit. One day he'll have to pay. One day he'll have to pay. The police will say, you're under arrest. And the judge would happen for a special guest. The DA will order a secret test. And stop his pudgy little thumbs on the side of his vest. Then they'll put out a call for the jury, folks. And the judge would say, no poo-poo jokes. Then they'll drag in the bandit for all to see, saying, don't nobody have no sympathy. Hot, soapy water in the first degree. And then the bandit might say, Why is everybody looking at me? Well, did you cause this misery? Well, did you cause this kind of misery?
Well did you cause this misery?
Now one girl shout, let the bandit be!
Now did you cause this misery?
Bandit, are you guilty? Bandit, are you guilty? Tell me now, what's your plea? Another girl shout, let the fiend go free! Are you guilty, bandit? Did you do these deeds? The bandits say, it must be just what they all need. 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 It must be just what they all need.
We did the cause of
peace. Wanna, wanna, wanna. Wanna, 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 wanna. Enema. Enema. This has been a delicious, crazy little thing.